Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Saint Simon and Saint Jude, two of the very lesser known disciples. If a professor wanted to be really cruel, they could ask you to do a 20-page paper on them. Because for instance, in the case of Saint Simon, the only mentioning we have of him in all of the Gospels and all the New Testament is in the listing of the apostles. He doesn't even say anything. You might get confused and say, ooh, Simon, but that's always Peter. Then you have Jude. Oftentimes he's confused for the writer of the epistle because this Jude was the son of James. Jude, who wrote the epistle, was the brother of James. So there's confusion. Even Fox's Book of Martyrs gets it confused. And Jude is only mentioned, called Judas, as he's called in most translations. He's only called that twice in only two of the Gospels. And the other two, he's called Thaddeus. But nonetheless, you have these two apostles. They're sitting with the other 10 as they heard Jesus say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now you hear those words, you might be thinking, well, how has Jesus loved? He hasn't been crucified yet, but how has he loved them? How has they seen him love? He's helped those who were downtrodden. He was compassionate to the woman at the well. He turned the water into wine. He did all these things for many and various people, all these kind things, helping the sick, helping those who are hungry. I mean, this is kind of the way we look at how we are to love each other now. Help those who are sick. When they're sick, bring medicine. When they are hungry, bring them food. When they are in financial trouble, help them. When they're struggling with Greek or Hebrew, help them with that. But then Jesus continues. And he says, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." Jesus wasn't hated because he was doing these nice things for people. Everybody's okay with that. You don't have to be a Christian to be okay with doing those loving actions for people. He was hated because he was saying that he is Lord. He forgave sins, something that they knew only God could do. He told them that he was the fulfillment of the law. He said that he is the good shepherd, the light of the world, the gate, the way, the truth, and the life. He said that no one comes to the Father except through him. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." This was what made them furious. They were annoyed by some of the people he was hanging out with. He was spending time with certain people, and so there's hatred to that, but they ultimately killed him because of who he said he was. And therefore you are called to love one another as Christ has loved you. You are to confess that very same thing, that Jesus is Lord. As, yes, you are still to help the sick, help those who are hungry. You're still to do all of those things. But you're also to confess that Jesus is Lord. And in this culture, that is quite unpopular. That he is the only Lord. That there isn't multiple ideas and all these things that we learn here at the seminary and elsewhere. We're saying that we have to say that there is an absolute truth, and this is infuriating. And for this, there is resentment, hatred. All you have to do is look at Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, or go on any internet message board. You can see the hatred flowing. And furthermore, people will, even in your own churches, look negatively upon you because of the people you are around. If you were to do exactly what Jesus is asking. They hated Simon and Jude. As far as we know, they were crucified for saying that Jesus was Lord. You will have spent, if you're like me and went to a Concordia System school, you'll spend around $200,000 on your education. You will have endured the struggles of going through all the classes, and you know, some of you are still are struggling with the Greek and the Hebrew or exegetical papers. And in the end, you're going to go out and do something that people will hate you for doing. But why do it? Jesus says, this is in John 16, he says, "Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Christ loved you in such a way that he was challenged, he was mocked, he was betrayed, he was denied, rejected, and crucified. He was indeed hated. But he rose from the grave. He bodily rose from the dead. He overcame all sin, all death, and the devil. He overcame this world. And therefore you, beginning at your baptism, have also overcome this world. And therefore, being in your baptism as you were clothed with Christ, you are strengthened to love one another in the same way as he loved you. Telling people of the truth of Scripture, that Jesus is Lord, and everything that means. And also living in that reality. Therefore, in the peace that Jesus has overcome the world, and you too have overcome the world by his love, therefore, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.